I said at the beginning that I don't really know what to say about Yom HaShoah. I think that, if everybody in Israel recognizes the day, so I think it's important to recognize the day. I just don't know exactly how to integrate it with the way you're supposed to think about things. I don't know what it means. So I won't say anything.
You won't tell us how it might modify your understanding of God?
I suppose. But you don't need the Shoah to modify the existence of the standing of God. I mean, it is. It has been pointed out that it's, God has not made it easy. Bertrand Russell said that once. They said to Bertrand Russell is a well-known atheist. I mean, well-known in that he advertised the fact that he was an atheist. He was also a philosopher, a mathematician. I mean, he's a smart guy. I have a weakness for mathematicians. So anyway, Bertrand Russell, they said to him, what would you say if God came up to you and said, hello, I'm God? What would you say, Bertrand Russell? So Bertrand Russell said, I would say, you didn't give us a lot of information.
Okay. Why would the Rambam say no? Because Rambam says explicitly in later years that you can know there's a God.
That what?
That you can know there's a God, not to believe, but to know there's a God.
Oh, I forgot you wrote that book. I have a rule. I don't talk to people who wrote books on the subject.
I read it before.
Because I don't know. What do I know? I don't know. I don't know. I know my... When I was a little kid, my father said, let's go to shul. So that was it.
Is it different? Is the Shoah, in effect, brought to God different than God letting Cain murder Abel?
I don't know. What means it different? If you, when Cain murdered Abel, the next thing that happened was they were all talking about it. That's different.
Was that they were talking?
God got to Cain and said, where is Abel? That didn't happen at the Shoah.
You mean?
You asked me, is it different? I said, yeah, it's different because God was there. That's different.
God was there where?
With Cain. Where is your brother? Who said that? God said that.
It's probably a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Maybe it's rhetorical, but it sounded. There was a sound to it. In the Shoah, that did not happen, to the best of my knowledge. Maybe it happened someplace, you know. But I don't know that it happened. So there's a difference. But of course, the Shoah took place 2,000 years after we became used to the idea that God... During those 2,000 years, we didn't have much expectation. I mean, it's all like we make judgments. Is this statistically possible? Or if you did that in your book, right? Is this statistically... This is a very small number. But what's the difference? I don't understand that argument. What does it make how small, how limited the chances is? If it happened, it happened. You know, it doesn't matter if you put like a lot of zeros in front of a one.
That's not quite accurate. I have heard me saying so, but if it's statistically unlikely, then there's a strong chance that it didn't happen by chance.
Right, Beseder, but if it did happen by chance, so it happened by chance. I mean, what could a statistical statement say about that? Not much, because there's always some possibility. What's the difference if it's small?
He never says never.
I'm not sure this conversation. Anyway, this is in order to remember something, this I think is true. In order to remember something, it has to mean something. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to encapsulate it some way. So we're good at that. We remember Hanukkah, we remember Purim. Everybody has some idea. Like, you say Purim. It's a big story, Purim. But there's an idea that we can relate to people who we are discussing it with. I'm not sure that that's true about the Shoah. At least I do know that's not true for me. But I don't have any, I don't get it. You know, I don't.
That's if, the big idea.
Okay, so no. That, yeah, so, yeah. But I don't want that to be the idea. I want it to be more something that I can, that's malleable, that I can employ for myself, make it into something, you know, that I can make it into an ethical position of some sort or other. But I don't seem to be able to do that.
What about the Tochacha? What about Navi? What about a lot of Tisha B'Av? What about Eicha? What about all of these events that we do find in the Torah? Diaspora does have a significance.
Diaspora?
The Galut.
No, I'm talking about God. I'm not talking about Galut.
Well, God told us what happens when you're in Galut. God told us what happens when you don't act a certain way. God tells you that there's individual and communal responsibility for Israel. There's a lot of things about suffering and punishment, and not that we understand, and not that A causes B and B causes C, but the whole idea, even of parents eating their flesh and taking babies and not giving them their flesh, and it's not unknown in our scriptures.
I mean, you call that the Shoah.
I don't call it the Shoah. I can't say A caused B. I can't say these people acted this way. But the whole idea of suffering and galut and punishment and not living up to a certain standard, all these things are found in the Torah. How
yeah.
to actually put it all together and say, you
no,
know.
No, but this, in the Torah it says, if you do this, then God will do that. And so, okay, so I have a sima that God does that to me. And that's
and
what happens.
To Am Yisrael. And even not too specifically, even if you're living in a certain time in a certain place, and it's so complicated, and it's not so easy to understand exactly
well,
how.
So there
happened.
You go, you're retreating.
But God does have guidelines, and God does talk about behavior, and God does talk about suffering, and God talks about terrible things happening.
But the Shoah, if you,
and,
it's
and
not
your
exactly.
And the bodies will lay down, and it talks about fire and furnaces, and
yeah.
it's a lot of things of the. Are found in our scriptures. The fact that we say that the Shoah is too far away and we can't understand it, I think that.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It's too close, we can't understand it, it's too big. But I think that just like God's voice is heard in miracles and in the Six-Day War, and when great things happen, I think God's voice is heard in the Shoah also. I don't think we're supposed to say, it's too big, we can't understand it. I think you're supposed to say, think about it, ask about it, try to grope with it, try to understand it. What can you do as an individual, as a people? It's God's voice. The Shoah is God's voice. It's not that God wasn't. Maybe it's when such a cataclysmic thing happens to Am Yisrael, you have to relate to it. You can't just say it's too big, it's too far away. Some people, you know, reacted. I think it has to do with morality. I think it has to do with Eretz Yisrael. I think it has to do with Torah, really knowing God and really understanding God and trying to search God and being honest and real and moral and business and I don't know what, but it's there, and it's God talked to us.
When the Talmud takes a stand on the destruction.
But I want to say thank you. Did you record this? We recorded this? Mm-hmm. You're going to be all over the world.
I've been waiting for this day.
That's what you say now. Yeah.
Okay, the Talmud takes a stand, of course, centuries after the event, what caused the destruction of the temple, the destruction of the second temple was just a little bit less horrendous than the Shoah. Even the secular estimates are over 1 million people died in the second temple. So, and then it's weird to say that it happened because of X, Y, and Z. They give a reason.
Right. What, 1 billion Jews died, you mean?
Yeah, that's if I remember what I read at least 10 years ago, which is difficult to do at this stage. But, yeah, it was a huge number.
Sounds like an unbelievable number.
Except the time of the year when it happened.
What?
Except for the time of the year when it happened, when people were coming into Jerusalem. People would congregate with these destructions to try to get to a strong point. But then the Talmud does make a statement about what he thought. In other words, eventually, Chazal were willing to say, we're willing to say why they thought God destroyed the second temple and why God destroyed the first temple. even though it was done by other, you know, by others. I thought that my security I would never be shaken. We said every morning in Hebrew.
Well, huh?
But in Lamed.
Lamed?
Yeah, you know, in Italian Lamed, we said every morning.
The way the world is presented to us in the Gemara is that that there are overt signs that God is in charge of the world, like the prophecy of Yirmiyahu in Bayit Rishon, and even Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, and the connection to the Beit HaMikdash. There's more the evidence of the relationship between history and God is very patent. I mean, it's there. It's just not there in the same way, in that way, in modern times. And most of what we call the Jewish people, most of the people who are part of the Jewish people, are not interested in the relationship of God in history. As far as I can tell, I mean, I'm not out counting them, but as far as I can see, there are people who, a lot of Jews who claim that they're Jews, but they're not. They have no connection at all to this idea, this grand idea, that we're living in a kind of a tension between God's will and our ability to fulfill that will. But most of the Jews in the world are not involved in that. They're not involved in that. And the, it's hard to say that that if you just kill everybody, that they're all the same, that everybody is the same in the eyes of God. You know, if you say that, okay. If you think that's easy enough, so that's easy enough. But I find it difficult. But in any event, there's no doubt that the Shoah was, an important moment in reconstituting the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, I think that even Charedim could agree with that. You know, if they were sober. And so on that basis, I mean, certainly the tragedies of the multiple tragedies, all the people who collected in Eretz Israel as a result of the Shoah, it's very hard to deny that we're all here together and that it must mean something. But all I meant to say was that it's not always clear to me how you determine that something is, you know, God's will. Even though, you know, in Hasidut, the Ishbitz said that everything is God's will. So if I take a gun and shoot somebody, so that's God's will. I mean, I didn't do anything, almost. I almost didn't do anything. So you say that about the Nazi killing machine, a little hard.
Hitler survived 34 documented attempts on his life.
Who?
Hitler.
Yeah.
Survived 34 documented attempts on his life.
And therefore?
Several of which people were killed right next to him.
And therefore?
That's the big question.
It's hard to think that God was watching.
Well, obviously.
I think for sure God was watching.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can say whatever you want. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, in other words, it's not provable. So you can say anything. Okay.
Nothing in our religion is really provable in a scientific laboratory. That's what.
Well, I would settle for a prophet. Just one prophet.
Just one prophet.
Shemiah.